Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So before we jump into this week's episode, you know that I have to remind you that applications for my 12-month group coaching program, the Purpose to Service Academy, opens up on October 12th. So this 12-month group coaching program is going to be for coaches or online experts who are wanting to create more ease in their business through building a solid foundation and launching their signature service offer. So I know how overwhelming it can be to juggle all of these different things in your business. So figuring out how to market your offers, figuring out how to position yourself and be seen as an expert in your industry, figuring out how to create content, figuring out what should actually go into your coaching program and how in the world you're supposed to bring it to life. And I know how that overwhelm can really affect how you run your business and the amount of money that you actually are making. So I created this program to just help you to simplify all of that so that you can not only focus on serving your incredible clients and making more money, but so that you can also live the life that you really do desire. So again, applications for the Purpose to Service Academy open up on October 12th, and getting on the wait list has its perks. So you definitely want to be on there. All you have to do is head over to AliciaRobertson.com/waitlist to sign up now. So we are officially in week 5 of our 6-week series all about how to build a sustainable coaching business with intention. So if you are new here, if this is the first episode that you're listening to in this series, let's just do like a really quick recap. So in week 1, we talked about how to get clear on what you really want and what your idea of success is. In week 2, we talked about understanding who you're serving and also what you're promising. In week 3, we talked about how to make the most out of your pre-launch phase and the big mistake I see so many coaches making when it comes to launching. In week 4, we talked about how to stop overcomplicating your program curriculum and how to just start with the basics and then evolve your program as you learn. So this week, we're digging into the 5th step of our signature framework inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, which is all about launching. So now I could walk you through the steps of a great launch. So what goes into a great launch? I can talk about the big common mistakes most coaches make when it comes to launching, but we've already talked about that in a previous episode. So if you really want to learn more about like what goes into a launch strategy, head over to episode 157, where I interview launch strategist Brianka Johnson. So if you want to learn more about like what goes into a successful launch, the big mistake that most people make when it comes to launching, you definitely want to listen to that episode. So again, it is episode 157, and I will leave the link to that episode in the show notes for this week so that you can easily find it. So what I want to talk with you this week about is one big roadblock that I see holds so many coaches back from actually putting their offer out into the world. So it's not always about strategy or fear when it comes to what holds people back from launching. Often, believe it or not, it's pricing. So you're unsure of how to price your offer, or you keep really going back and forth with yourself trying to decide, is this price right? Is this price better? What if I did this price? And a lot of that back and forth often stops you from actually putting your offer out into the world. And then the other side of that I've seen is if you do actually launch, so let's say you do push past the fear, you put a price out there and you're like, all right, we're gonna go forward with this price. I've seen that a lot of people will kind of launch quietly because they're still very unsure of their pricing and they're unsure if their audience is actually going to pay the price that they put on their offer. So this week, I want to talk about pricing, but specifically, I want to talk about pricing for impact, sustainability, and ease. So I've also created a worksheet for you to use for this week's episode, so because I know that numbers for a lot of people, especially me, make more sense when you can write them down on paper. So I've created a free worksheet that you can use for this week's episode. So all you have to do is go to the show notes for this episode. So you can head over to alisharoberson.com/162 to grab and download that free worksheet. And of course, I'm going to leave the link to that in the show notes as well. So full transparency, you guys. Pricing hasn't always been the easiest for me. Not because I'm necessarily afraid to price my offers, although fear has definitely been a factor from time to time, but because I'm so indecisive and I often need to think about every possible scenario and every possible objection before I can really come up with and settle on one set rate. So I start to doubt myself and doubt my abilities, and at that point, I really have to just scratch it all, start over from the beginning, and just remind myself of who I am, what I'm good at, and what the value in my program is worth. In fact, if you have watched my most recent vlog over on YouTube, and you may be watching this on YouTube now, then you know that I walked you through in my most recent vlog, I walked you through like my entire process for how I am pricing the Purpose of Service Academy. So I walked you through how I sort of decided on a price. And then, you know, you'll see some clips of how the ladies in my mastermind group were like, no, girl, that's not it. That is too low. Try again. So I took you through that entire process and really showed you like the behind the scenes and like all of the emotions that often comes up with pricing and setting a price on your offers. So pricing and putting a rate on what you have worked so hard to create brings up a lot of emotions, which can often push you into procrastination, which means your offer never really gets the marketing or the attention that it deserves. But over the years, I've learned that if you stop focusing on the price itself, so stop just looking at that big number as just big, uncomfortable number. And if you attach those numbers instead to a bigger purpose, it really does help to then set a price that not only feels good to you, but a number that will also make sure that you are not undervaluing your time and your genius. That is one of the things that I've made a big mistake in the past with. It's one of the big mistakes I see so many other coaches make, is you are setting a price and you're undervaluing your time or your genius. So I'm not saying that you can't be on the lower end of things when pricing your offer. And if that's something that you really want to do and you're passionate about, and if there is a specific purpose as to why you're passionate about pricing in that way, that is completely fine. I just don't want you to price yourself or undervalue yourself out of fear, so that, you know, you're not properly being paid for your time or your genius. But let's back up for just a second to where I just talked about pricing in a way that feels good to you. So when I was trying to decide on the new rate for the Purpose of Service Academy, I was talking about it with my friend Monique, who is over at Pimp Your Brilliance. Go holler at her and tell her I sent you. And she was saying that, yes, essentially, you can charge whatever you want to charge for your offer. If I wanted to wake up tomorrow and say the Purpose of Service Academy is $1 million, then that is the price I can set. But if you don't feel good, or if you don't feel great about that price, whether that price be a large number or even a lower number, your energy is going to show up in how you market that offer and how you put that offer out into the world. So if you're not feeling confident in that big number you set, or if you don't feel like you're charging enough, that energy will show up in how you talk about your offer, in the content that you create, is going to show up in your sales calls, and so on. And I thought that perspective was just so good because I've never thought of pricing in that way. So shout out to Monique for dropping that gem in our mastermind call. But I've never really thought about pricing in that way. And I sat there and I thought about it and I was like, anytime that I have underpriced myself, I have literally, like, physically felt gross. Like, I've really felt sick to my stomach because I just knew I wasn't pricing myself, you know, in a way that I should have been. And because of that, it made me want to really half-ass my marketing strategy, because if I felt bad, I'm not going to put any effort behind marketing because I already feel low-key, like, gross about the price that I'm charging. So money is energy, and it will have a trickle effect throughout your entire business, which is why it's important to decide on a number that feels good to you. And that, again, that feel-good number may not look like that big, you know, five-figure, six-figure price tag that people are putting on their programs. If it is on the lower end, just keep in mind, I just want that to be a number that feels good to you, and let there be a bigger purpose behind that, and not necessarily that just being a number that is comfortable, if that makes sense. All right, so let's talk about how to figure out what to charge and how to attach that price to a bigger emotion or purpose. So let's first start with pricing for impact. So when we look at money, depending on how you were raised or maybe some of the life experiences you've had up until this point, you may look at money as something that is constantly being taken away from you. That is how I have viewed money for a very long time, and it is also one of the reasons why I'm in therapy. But whether it be for a bill or just getting through life, you may feel like money is just there to be taken away, to send to other resources. But what if you looked at money at how big of an impact it can make in your life instead? So instead of looking at money as like this thing that just keeps being taken away from you, what if you looked at the money you received as a way, or even your money, the money that you've received and the money that is going out, as a way of, oh, this is going to make a bigger impact or a more positive impact in my life. So a big part of my brand message here is to help coaches to use their business to fuel the life that they desire. And a big part of fueling the life that you desire is having the money to be able to live out those desires. So I want you to think about the life that you desire. What is it in your life that you are desiring that you want right now? Whether it be getting out of debt, whether it be traveling, putting your kids into gymnastics, giving back to organizations that support causes that you are very passionate about, or simply just paying your bills every month and still having some left over. So I want you to think about the amount of money that it will really, really take to make a huge impact in your life and the lives of the people that you love. And I want you to put real numbers down and be as specific as possible. And I want you to add all of those totals up. So what does it cost to run your household each month? How much are your kids' gymnastics fees each month, or soccer fees, or, I don't know, dance lessons? How much do you want to sit aside for your big vacation that you take every year? How much do you want to put into savings? And add all of those things up. What are your monthly expenses? Like, add all of those personal items up. And I want you to just write down that total. So money isn't just this resource that is constantly being taken away from you. Money is a tool that can have a major positive impact on our lives. And I fully believe that when we shift our mindset to think of it in that way, doing things like setting our rates and promoting our offers and marketing our offers and, you know, pitching to people on those sales calls, all of those things become a lot easier to do because we're taking away that awkwardness of, oh, this is just a big number. Now it's attached to something that is more meaningful. If I land this client, I'm one step closer to paying off debt. If I land these clients this month, then I know that my baby can continue to go to gymnastics class. If I, you know, market my offers consistently for 30 days straight, then I know that I can make enough to put a down payment on our dream home. So putting that out there, instead of just looking at your price as, oh my gosh, it's this big number that makes me feel so uncomfortable. Think of pricing as, okay, how can I use this tool, this resource, to really fuel the life that I desire and to get me and the people that I love where we want to be. So I want you to add up all of those, like, personal expenses, all of those personal goals. Again, be as specific as possible and come up with a total number. All right, so let's talk about pricing for sustainability. One of the big mistakes that I have made in my business when it comes to pricing is setting prices for what I need right now in my business and not necessarily setting a price for how I want my business to grow. It is hands down one of the biggest mistakes that I have ever made in my business. So I run a very low cost business, and it's something, y'all, that I have always prided myself on. I keep expenses low. And I've always just, been focused on how can I just have a bigger profit margin. So at the time of recording this episode, my monthly business expenses are right under $1,000 a month. And I've always just run a very lean business, and I've only invested in tools that I absolutely need at the moment. But the problem with that, there's a big but, the problem again was that when it came to pricing my offers, I often priced so that I was making the bare minimum of what I needed to keep my business afloat and also what I needed to just survive on a monthly basis. And that is completely fine, but as someone who does want their business to grow, I had to price in a way that allows me to look at the big picture. And that was fine, making the bare minimum until taxes came around, or I had a slow income month, or I wanted to invest in a coach, or now I'm wanting to hire help. So the bare minimum was fine until I realized all these other things that I wanted to do or was going to need to do in my business in the upcoming months or years. So, and now you'll find, if you're doing this, you will find yourself stuck in a place where you're selling an offer that isn't enough to cover your growth. It covers your business expenses. It may cover your personal expenses. It may be getting you by now, but you're not making enough to cover your business growth. So you end up having to do more work and take on more clients and spend more time hustling, which isn't going to be sustainable. And building a sustainable business, a big part of that means being able to grow efficiently and bring in more money without needing to use every single hour in your day in order to make that happen. That's just going to lead to burnout, and it starts a whole cycle of undervaluing yourself and being completely exhausted. So while I'm not saying that you have to price yourself based on maybe someday having 10 full-time employees right now, but I do want to encourage you to get a good understanding of what your next level in your business looks like and also what it's going to cost you, because every level has a new price, or how, the church folks say, every new level, new devil. So the next level for me looks like hiring and also paying myself more so that, I can do more things in my business and fuel the life that I desire. So in addition to my normal monthly expenses that I have now, I'm now thinking about and estimating in and factoring in how much I will need to pay possibly a part-time employee or maybe someone who is contracted, and how much do I need to add in to increase how much I'm able to pay myself moving forward. So I want you to add up how much your monthly expenses are and include things like, what you want to set aside for taxes or money you want to put into savings. And then I also want you to factor in what that next level in your business looks like. Do you want to hire? Do you want to invest in a coach? Do you want to pay yourself more? Get as specific as possible with those numbers and add all of those different expenses together to see how much it's going to cost you to run your business each and every month. And again, not based on where you currently are, but based on where you will be once your business hits that next level. All right, so let's talk about pricing for ease. That's the last piece. So I mentioned before that building a sustainable business means being able to make more in your business without needing to devote more hours. So pricing your offers with ease in mind helps you to avoid hitting burnout because you're not trying to work 24 hours a day. So to price with ease means getting very clear on how many clients you can take on at one time. So you want to think about what is your capacity for clients while also considering your other personal obligations that you have in your life and your non-negotiables. So a big problem that I see so many like coaches and online experts make is that they pile on a client onto their roster instead of just simply cutting that number in half and raising their prices. So I want you to think about how many clients you can physically and mentally manage every month and get very clear on like what your max number is. All right, so let's pull all three of those together now. We talked about how to price for impact, how to price for sustainability, and also how to price for ease. So right now you should have three numbers: the amount you need to make the impact you want in your personal life, the number you need to make to be able to build a sustainable business, and the number of clients that you're realistically able to take on each month. So you should have three numbers by now. So here's what I want you to do next. Next, I want you to take the first two numbers, so the number of how much you need to make to cover your personal expenses, and then the number that you need for to cover your business expenses, and I want you to add those two numbers up. Then I want you to take that number and divide it by the amount of clients that you're realistically able to take on. So this is a good starting point for deciding how much you should be charging in your coaching program. So I know numbers is not my thing. It may not be your thing either, especially if you're like listening to this while you're in traffic. So let's just look at an example. Let's just say I need $3,000 per month to cover all of my personal expenses and desires. And then I would need $5,000 a month to simply just run my business at the next level that I want to be at. So $3,000 plus $5,000 is $8,000 per month that I need to bring in. But let's say that realistically, I can only take on six clients per month. So what I'll do is I'll take that $8,000 that I need, so that is the amount that I need to cover both personal and business expenses, and then I will divide that by six. That is the amount of clients I can realistically take on each month, which will give me $1,334 if we round up just a little bit. So my coaching offer should at the very least start at $1,334 in order for me to hit my monthly income goal. Now, this is just a starting point. There are so many different factors that go into pricing your offers that may look different for everyone. So different industries are going to have different averages for how they are pricing their offers, which is going to be a big factor. What your coaching program contains is going to be a big factor, as well as if you're doing one-on-one coaching or group coaching and how much your clients have access to you. All those things are going to be factors in how much you price your offer. And that is definitely something we go a lot more in depth with inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So again, this is just a great starting point to help you come up with a number that is not just a number that is, you know, pulled out of thin air. This number is intentional and is connected to a deeper purpose than just how much you can make from one client or two clients. So don't forget, I have created a worksheet for you to use for this episode. So all you have to do is head over to the show notes for this episode over at aleisharobertson.com/162. And again, applications for the Purpose of Service Academy open up on October 12th. And trust me, this is the coaching program and community that you want to be a part of if you're looking to build a sustainable coaching business. So if you're not on the wait list yet, make sure you hop on it. And of course, as always, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week. I will be back next week for our sixth episode in our 6-week series on how to build a sustainable coaching business with intention. Bye, you guys. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAleishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.